Community activists in Queens are calling for a tightening of rules and regulations on businesses that rip off immigrants seeking employment or assistance on immigration issues. The ripoffs are outlined in a report released today by New Immigrant Community Empowerment, a citywide immigrant advocacy group. The report points to the proliferation of storefront immigrant agencies along Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, many of which take customers' money and run. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the report with Valeria Treves, Executive Director of New Immigrant Community Empowerment.
As the immigrant community has grown, so has the number of businesses that are targeting them. Anywhere from the tax preparers to the remittance agencies to the immigration services and the employment agencies. Mm-hmm. For our report, we focus on immigration services and employment agencies as two of the most prevalent services that immigrants access, where they're also losing money at a rapid rate because of fraudulent, substandard, and predatory practices on the part of these businesses.
Mm-hmm. Is this people pretending that they're lawyers and that sort of thing? Can you maybe paint a picture of what are the kinds of things that they do and how people get ripped off?
One thing that we focus on is the fact that a lot of regulations right now focus on signage, on disclosure, and on contracts. So, for example, an immigration service provider that is not an attorney, and there is plenty of them, they are allowed only to do very clerical work for your immigration paperwork. This means perhaps a translation, procuring a document, arranging a medical appointment for you. However, they're not allowed to provide legal advice or to pass themselves off as attorneys. They're also supposed to have a little sign on their desk that says not an attorney. Absolutely none of the places that we visited had not an attorney sign on them, and up to a quarter of our visits got legal advice right on the spot. Mm-hmm. And so the kinds of frauds that come from this are people passing themselves off as attorneys. Sometimes they collect money from community members and don't file any immigration forms. Sometimes they collect money and file for people even though they're not qualified for a certain immigration benefit, from a work authorization to a green card. And, you know, occasionally they'll file the correct paperwork, but they're not authorized to be giving legal advice. And for employment agencies, what we're seeing in the community is that employment agencies are charging community members advance fees, and then what they're doing is either not placing them on a job, giving them a bogus address. Mm-hmm. Employment agencies are supposed to refund if they don't place you into a job, and that's not happening. They're also supposed to give you contracts, and that's not happening. 80% of the people that we talked to had paid a fee but had not received a job in exchange. One of the stories we have is of a community member named Gerardo Yanke. He went to an agency. He paid in cash $100, no receipts, no contracts, which is supposed to happen by law, and then was given an address of what was supposed to be a welding shop. He went to what was supposed to be the welding shop and found out that it was not a shop at all, but rather an abandoned house in Brooklyn. He went back to the agency. It was closed. The next day he arrived early. They told him they couldn't help him because the man that had helped him wasn't there, that there was no record. He then just sat around and finally started demanding for some help. The agency called the police, at which point the police came, intervened, fined Gerardo's wife, and arrested Gerardo and took him into the precinct, where he spent over 24 hours.
What do you see by way of a solution, a response to this? Is this a situation where the city could step in and enforce regulations on signage and that sort of thing? What would you like to see from the city administration on this?
I actually think that the focus on signage, disclosure, and contracts is routinely violated and actually really falls short of fraud prevention. I think we need much more creative measures to undercut businesses that have these kinds of practices. Currently, under the law, an employment agency can charge an advance on a placement fee, but they can only charge this advance to low-wage workers. To me, that seems like an injustice that the most vulnerable workers are the only ones that can be charged this fee. What this means, for example, if I'm a mid-level clerical worker and I go into an employment agency in Manhattan, they will not charge me until they place me, say, you know, as a clerk or as an accountant or something like that. if I'm a dishwasher or a domestic worker, a construction worker, and I go into an agency on Roosevelt, they're allowed to charge me in advance on my placement fee. So what we want to do is close the loophole in the general business law that allows employment agencies to do this.
I see.
So that's one creative solution. For the immigration service providers, we feel that at the state level, we should pass a law regarding the unauthorized practice of law that more tightly defines what it means to practice law and what it means to practice immigration law.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem right now is that somebody who's not an attorney can fill out for you an immigration form, but they only can do this if they're acting as a scribe, meaning that they're asking you word by word what you want them to put on the form. They cannot give you advice. They cannot counsel you. They can just write down word by word. That relationship often gets very blurry, and people will just dispense immigration advice. So we don't think that the filling out of a form should be allowable and that should go under the description of the practice of law.
Okay.
Another thing that we're asking for is for the Queens District Attorney to open an immigrant affairs unit similar to the one that we have in Manhattan, which is very effective in reaching out to communities. Sometimes communities are reticent, immigrant communities are reticent about coming forward, and having a specialized unit would really help that.
Valeria Treves is Executive Director of New Immigrant Community Empowerment. She was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.